All right, guys, so this is a bonus episode that I did with James from The Craft Pint. We wanted to talk about Local Beer Day and how exciting it is, sort of the initiative of what it is, and that sort of stuff. So if you're doing nothing on February 24th, if you listen to this afterwards, obviously, then maybe you can do it next year. But February 24th is Local Beer Day. Get out into your community, support your local brewery, bar, bowls club, whoever sells some local good craft beer. And you know what? Enjoy it. Enjoy it with your friends, family, and support the community at large and the industry that we all love. Cheers. Aussie Beer Voyage is brought to you by Craft Punk's Canning. Craft Punk's Mobile Canning is a state-of-the-art packaging solution for craft brewers, cider makers, and artisanal beverage producers in southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales. Bintani. Bintani is a wholesale distributor proudly offering a wide range of the world's highest quality ingredients for brewing, distilling, beverage and food manufacturing. Convoy. Formed in 2019, Convoy is the leader in keg pooling across Australia and New Zealand, disrupting the beverage and hospitality industry with its smart Internet of Things, technology and innovative metal. Rallings Labels and Stickers. Rallings is a leading provider of high quality labels, stickers and packaging products. Established in 1930, they take great pride in their ability to transform your ideas into design concepts and printed products.
All right, guys, well, here we are. I'm just waiting for James from Craft Pint to join me. We're going to chat about Local Beer Day, have a little chat to him about the Craft Pint, but yeah, really want to nail down and get into why he started Local Beer Day and what he expects from it. And yeah, looking forward to a good chat. 10 o'clock in the morning, I've been waiting for him for about 5 minutes now. I thought I'd have a beer.
Let's crack on. I sort of want to give us a bit of an introduction about, like, you yourself, how you got into starting Crafty Pint and what led you to doing Local Beer Day.
Yeah, Crafty Pint, I mean, I moved over here with my wife back in 2008. I've been working as a journalist in the UK for a newspaper over there. Didn't know anyone over here, really. I knew one guy I'd not seen in about 4 or 5 years, had no contacts for work or whatever.
Yeah.
And just figured out. But then very soon after we moved here, my wife was teaching 3 weeks like at this school, met this young woman who, it turned out her boyfriend at the time was Tom Delmont, who a lot of your viewers will know. He's now the main guy at Fixation, but at the time he was Mountain Goat's sort of first and only rep. So that was a very fortuitous meeting. With a few weeks later, they came and picked us up from St Kilda and took us to Mountain Goat on a Friday night. And I had no idea anything like that existed in Australia.
Yeah.
We became really good mates with them. And then I got to know the Mountain Goat team, started playing for their indoor cricket team, discovered there was a few other breweries out there and jumped online going, oh, this is pretty interesting. And there was just like no up-to-date or sort of decent information out there. Like Willie Smith had his column in, you know, the Sydney Morning Herald. There was a guy writing WA, but there was very little. So I guess over time it became a case of, okay, there's this industry that fascinates me and is growing, and there's no one really covering it properly. And I'm a journo and I haven't got a job. you know, I was writing for like Australian Heritage magazine and doing stuff for Domain on, you know, probably ended up with a tech column. You know, in the Sunday Age, just all these sort of random stuff. So yep. That's, I guess, long. And then I guess, you know, you cut ahead and then just spoke to a lot of people in the industry and went, you know, is this a good idea? And then just started on a shoestring on my own and then sort of gradually just build it over years. And I think within a few months of launching Crafty Pint, we had our first kid. And then 3 months after that, we had the idea to do Good Beer Week. So we started doing, so it all happened very quickly. So yep. I ended up running Good Beer Week the first few years as well. And then that sort of, yeah, I guess the beer stuff was happening on the side of other work to get paid. And then probably 7 or 8 years ago, I ditched everything else and just went pure beer. And so we've got a small team at Crafty Pint now, a couple of, you know, freelancers or, you know, a staff writer up in Brisbane as well, a couple of freelancers, Sydney, Perth. So a bit of a team.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause we've interviewed Mick.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Mick's too busy writing bloody books on spirits now. I'm like, Mick, just focus on writing for me, mate. Yeah. So, you know, it's not as big a team as it needs to be. You know, and it actually got a bit smaller last year just with everything that's going on in the industry. But, you know, always trying to stay positive and, you know,
yeah,
look forward. So,
yep. And the with the departure, the sudden and really unexpected departure of Bruce News, has that affected you much? Like, is there a lot more pressure on you to do some stuff?
Well, it's interesting. It's funny you use the word pressure, because I guess in some ways you might sort of go, oh, you know, if there's less people out there doing what you do, then it's kind of, you almost have a freer rein. But at the same time, a day or two after it happened, it was sinking in. I'm like, there is pressure on me, on us now.
Yep.
More so, you know, weather form now for covering what's going on in the industry. But also, I mean, I like to think I took the responsibility of Crafty Pint very seriously anyway, and that we've always, you know, we're a journalistic enterprise, and I have pretty old-fashioned ideas about how journalism should be done.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I've always thought we are trying to be a bit of a voice or a hub or a, you know, a force for good for the industry. So there's always been that anyway. But now it's like, oh, you know, there's no one else out there to provide, you know, on that level, providing a different opinion or covering stuff that we might not have time to do. And
yep.
I think Matt and I dovetailed really quite nicely in that, you know, whilst we've always had an industry focus that we sort of made clearer with the rebrand last year, or the relaunch last year, we've also been very much consumer focused as well, and trying to excite people and educate people. And I think Matt, you know, did a lot more of the, you know, in, you know, deeper into the industry stuff potentially, and also dealt with the wider industry outside of craft, which I've never really done. I've always been much more interested in the small business. You know, we're not purely indie. You know, we do still, you know, deal, you know, write about what's happening at Bolter or, you know, Fixation or whatever. So we've never been exclusionary in that sense, but, you know, we don't write about what's happening with VB or Carlton other than to say, you know, these buggers are trying to crush the little guys kind of thing, you know? So there is, you know, and it's, yeah, I mean, it's, I guess, you know, we've sort of seen maybe less, you know, maybe written content going on Bruce News, but I was like, well, he's doing so much on the podcast. So it came as a surprise to us, I have to say. I thought, you know, maybe Matt's worked out, you know, a good way to operate the business, but he's been doing it longer than I have.
Yeah.
Life has been tough the last few years. Like, and I get it, you know. I managed to get almost 2 weeks of proper downtime over Christmas and New Year, which I didn't do the year before, and felt like I've started the year recharged. I'm not sure how far I've drained the batteries already, but I get it, you know. And if you don't have that fire still burning, or, you know, if you there's other options to go down, you know, there'll be many people in beer and brewing and hospo who are probably after, you know, fires and floods and lockdowns and interest rates and the ATO hassles and all this kind of stuff. There'll be people out there going, oh, you know, I could go back to my other job and actually earn more money and be less stressed. So, you know, those choices will be very real. And I'd imagine there'll be other people out there weighing those up this year. So, I wish Matt well in whatever, you know, he's going to do next. And hopefully we can, carry on, you know, doing what we do and, you know, not let the industry down, so to speak.
Yeah, nice one. It's I'm lucky for me, Matt's like a local, so I can catch up with him over a beer, and I've certainly extended that invitation to him in the last couple of days. And yeah, I think he's still finding his feet of not writing or talking about beer. And
his message to me last Friday after he put the news out was like he was really looking forward to his first beer as a civilian.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you know that, like, the number of times that I've actually been to, like, the pub just for a beer with a mate over the last few years is, like, minimal, partly because you've got a young family and running a small business, whatever.
Yep.
But almost every time you go out, there's a beer that you need to make notes on, or it's part of an event or whatever, or you're seeing people from the industry you haven't seen in ages because you don't go out as much. And so it becomes, it's not great, don't get me wrong. This is ultimate first world problems going on. I hate the fact I have to go and drink free beer at good places. But it is a different thing to actually just having, you know, a social drink and not. And I'm so hopefully Matt's been able to enjoy that and go, oh,
yeah,
this is just for enjoyment now, you know?
Yeah, I think he caught up with his good mate Ian Watson and had a few beers and didn't have to write about it. And yeah, hopefully for him that continued. So
Yeah, for sure.
yeah, so man, Local Beer Day. It's obviously born out of a lot of other initiatives that you guys have started. But why now? Why the big push that you started and gone full at it
Well, I
like
think
you
we're
haven't done it half mast at all?
yeah, well, it's been it was probably, I don't know, maybe October, November last year. It was either me doing interviews for yet another story about the challenges facing the industry, or it could have been one of Will's that he was doing, and just having one of those moments where it's going, okay. I mean, to give ourselves a bit of a pat on the back, and especially Will, I think our coverage of what's been happening over the last year or so has been great. I think last year, content-wise, despite the struggles of the business, was the best we've done. And so it would have been another story that we were doing that, we were getting really involved in. And I was like, what can we do that's more than just writing about it, trying to analyze what's happening, trying to, discuss with people what the solutions might be or whatever. And I was like, I feel we need to do something more. And then there'd always been that thing in the back of my head, sort of like we did the Keeping Local Alive campaign that the IBA came on board with that was during COVID, that was just a simple message about trying to get people to support their local business.
Yep.
And there's always been a part of me going, that's kind of still relevant now, but what do we do with it? We're not going to start doing regular stories like we did, like the postcards from the edge thing anymore. So that, I guess, that had always been bubbling in the back of my head. And then I was like, I think there needs to be like something to rally around or whatever. And then probably before your beer time, but back in 2014, we did a thing called Craft Beer Rising, which I guess is pretty much the same concept as Local Beer Day. And that was, even though I didn't say it at the time, the reason we came up with that idea was I was going to pretty much any good like craft beer pub or bar around Melbourne. And it was a time when McKellar and BrewDog and Sierra Nevada, all these great beers were coming from overseas.
Yep.
And they were filling almost every tap at these places. And I was like, this is a bit shit for the local
Yeah.
beer industry. Like, there's all these small breweries trying to get a hold there, and there's a growing industry in that, and everyone's just really showcasing international beer. So that was the idea there, was to get people to like do events with their local breweries, or just start putting Aussie beer on.
Yep.
And I was like, and so we did that a couple of times. And after 2 years, I was like, it's fine, we don't need to anymore. It's happened. Like, there's Australian beer is on a lot more taps everywhere. We're good. And so, yeah, so this is kind of like a hybrid of those. So it's effectively Craft Beer Rising with the Keeping Local Alive messaging. So that was it, just sort of squeezed these two ideas together. We talked about it within the team, and it was like, because the end of last year was just nuts, like just way too much on my plate. And it was like, is this really a good idea? We're coming up to the end of the year and silly season and Christmas or whatever. And I was like, so everything in my head was just going, don't do it. Like, this is a really stupid idea. But once the more I thought about it, I was like, this it's needed and it's a good idea,
Yep.
and you have to do it. And I couldn't get it out of my head. And then it was like, fuck it. So we did it.
Yeah. Is it do you envision it to be like, is this, it's going to be every year around
I don't
that?
know. I mean, I don't know whether it's just, for me, it was kind of like, I feel the industry is dealing with so much bad news at the minute. Like the run of events from the floods and the fires into the pandemic, like it's insane. Like you couldn't, you couldn't have scripted a worse series of events to come one after the other for 5 years. The fact that, when people's bills come due for COVID, that
Yep.
suddenly grain's gone through the roof because of war in Ukraine, and the cost of everything's going up, and no one's going out anymore. It's like, it's just been awful. So I don't know whether this just needs to be a single sort of shot in the arm and go, hey, here's something positive to get around. Try and get some really good, positive media coverage, and go, hey, look, yes, you might be hearing negative stuff about the industry, but look, it's everywhere. Like, there's hundreds of breweries, there's loads of beer bars, there's all
Yep.
these awesome places that are central to their community that are. I think as an aside, like craft beer has almost become more than just about the beer now, that you can get sort of interesting and different beer almost without trying. And I
Yep.
think what people are realizing is that it's the community and it's the experience and it's what the venues offer as something unique. And they're generally more family friendly than, the the regional town pub or whatever. So there's all this great stuff that's happening that's being sort of pushed to the side by the bad news of, you know, whether it's administrations or sales or just, you know, just struggles to make a profit. So whether it just needs to be a single shot in the arm just to get that bit of positivity, I don't know. I am speaking to some people from beer sort of cultures overseas where to find out what's happening there. Like there was a guy, Jeff Allworth in Oregon, who's behind the Beervana blog. He, on the back of Dry July in the States, he started pushing, Dry January. He was like, no, it should be Pub January. Like pubs need your support. The industry needs your support. So he's been sort of pushing something down. I was like, maybe this is a concept that could become like a global thing to, you know, this is a, you know, rather than having like International Beer Day, it's something more specific about supporting local community venues and small businesses and stuff like that. So I don't know. I hadn't thought that far ahead. Just sort of need to get through it first. And my wife's told me she's going away that weekend and leaving me with the kids on that day. So that's going to make things a little bit more interesting. But yeah, it was just one of those things. You know, I guess it's happened a few times over the years. I get an idea, and it's like, you know, there's the angel on one shoulder going, "Don't do it. You're going to kill yourself." And then the devil's going, "You know, you're going to do it. So just give in." So that's where we are.
Yeah, a lot of the a few of the brewers and whatnot around Brizzy that I've spoken to are certainly sort of hopeful that it's the sort of thing that people get around and that it does come back and that it does turn into one of those sort of annual celebrations that does grow organically and, you know, because we always sprout about local stuff. That's who we want to serve, and we want to do the local things, and this is just a good vehicle to get behind and sort of push it. So
but the whole idea, because I know everyone's dealing with a lot of stuff, and we did announce it just before Christmas, but the whole idea was keep it as simple as possible. Here's the concept: your event can be anything, doesn't have to be anything crazy. Like what you do every Saturday at your brew pub or at your pub is probably great. It's more about reminding people that you are there and trying to give people a reason to either reconnect with their local pub or their local brewery or their local bottle shop or whatever. And at the same time, people like yourself and others have gone, nah, we're going to do something completely outrageous, which is great. You know, like Shelter are taking over the train on the Busselton jetty and doing a beer train and doing a special beer for it. You've got your sack race and various things, you know. And there's been a lot of people doing like community festivals where they're bringing together, you know, local businesses, distilleries, breweries. So
Maddox, you know, doing a great one like that too.
So I think there's, you know, there's some really cool stuff happening, but the whole idea was to keep it very cheap and very simple and just sort of see what happens. And like I say, it's purely just about, I guess, on the two lines: one, that bit of positivity and trying to remind people that there is this awesome industry out there, because whatever happens over the next few years, you know, or the next year or two, there are going to be some more people get into pain, but you're not going to get rid of the fact that there's now craft beer bars or indie bottle shops or brew pubs, you know, in pretty much every nook and cranny of the country. You know, that's not going to go away. And, you know, the more we can remind people to get behind them and just say, you know, if you do go and spend your money at Catchment, or you go and spend your money at Alice Springs or whatever, like this is a small local business employing local people, and they're going to get to know, you know, it's the message of, you know, small business. That's the message of craft, whatever. So it's, trying to keep it simple and good. And like I say, if we get enough coverage around the country, we've got a PR team hitting up media already. So the hope is that we'll get, you know, some proper mainstream media coverage, whether it's TV, papers, you know, radio, as well as localized stuff as well. Yeah. In a positive sense, but hopefully then get a chance to say, hey, you know, remind people as well that these are the challenges that the industry is facing at the minute. You know, there needs to be some pretty structural change on excise tax and on, you know, market access. And hopefully we might see some movement on both of those in the next few weeks or months or what have you. So, you know, a chance to have that important conversation, but also kind of go, hey, I haven't been to my local pub. And there's bus tours going on. So, there's, you know, on the Central Coast, you can visit all four breweries in a day. You know, it's just things like that where I always find, you know, even at the darkest times in you know, the lockdowns or whatever, once the industry got together, everyone might be there going, it's terrible. Yeah. Everything's so bad. I've had to lose stuff. But you're still coming together and seeing old faces and being reminded that you're still in this lovely industry and making beer. And it just kind of makes people feel a bit better, yep. even if they're all wallowing in sorrow together.
It's a shared
wallowing, you know?
Yep.
And hopefully this becomes a bit of a shared sort of joyous moment instead.
Yeah. Have you decided where you're going on the day yet? Are you, because I'm sure you've got an offer all over the place to go. I've invited you even to come up and do my sack race.
Yeah. Oh, well, I can't do that at the minute because I'm still recovering from falling off my mountain bike a couple of weeks ago. I don't want to burst this thing on my leg. Yeah. I know, first, step one, get rid of the kids.
Yeah.
or maybe take them somewhere kid-friendly during the day and then offload them in the evening. But I'll probably just, have a sit down with the local team here. And, you know, I'd love to pop to Tallboy and Moose there. They've got some deathmatch wrestling taking place there.
Yep.
The guy that founded deathmatch wrestling is a big craft beer fan. So he always has craft beer on all his events. So I'd love to get up there. But you could, I mean, to be honest, you'd probably do even just like an 86 tram tour in Melbourne and you'd be able to visit probably 8 or 10 breweries or venues that are doing something along that way.
Yeah.
And so, I haven't planned it yet. I kind of need to get the headspace to actually look at what's being created. But the kids are just that slight random factor on the day.
I'll be at the sack race because they're going to have a big jumping castle and that for kids as well. So I'm taking my boy to that and he can jump around and waste his energy and then get in the sack race as well. So it's going to be a pretty fun day. Overall for that. So
I think there's a lot of stuff that's fun. There's a lot of stuff. There's a few more involved events. Like there's a few masterclasses going on. Like there's a sensory thing happening in Adelaide. Psychologists are doing the science of fermentation in Melbourne. So there's a few more like pointy end things. But there is a lot of just fun stuff as well. I think. I had no idea what people came up with. When I saw people like Maddock and Central Coast, Six String and the people down at Cupid's in Ulladulla, like organizing things that where attendees would get to sample from or visit a whole bunch of their local breweries, I'm like, oh yeah, I hadn't really thought about people doing that. I hadn't thought about businesses coming together, but I guess that's the whole essence of it really. So,
And there's
fundraisers going on as well, which is great. Just found out about one just this morning. It's actually quite sad news, but one of the smallest brewery up in NT, Purple Mango. It's just on the edge of Kakadu. It's properly in the bush. They got a little brewery there, restaurant, shops. They've just invested a load of money putting in some villas, and they found out that Kylie, one of the owners, been diagnosed with cancer recently. The other NT brewers are rallying together. They just actually rang me this morning to tell me they're going to do a massive fundraiser at Beaver in Darwin and donate a whole bunch of kegs, and they're going to try and raise 50k to support the family. And that's kicking off. So there's some people like, you know, using it as a platform, as you know, as a way, I guess, to, you know, do some real good stuff as well. Wishing Kylie a speedy recovery as well.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, cancer's no joke. I've lost a couple of friends, close friends to it. So, yeah, that's great to hear that that's coming out of it. Ben, we're getting to the end. I know where I get to and by how much beer I've drunk. And what's the last message or sort of thing that you would love to give to people about Local Beer Day?
Local Beer Day, I really hope sort of, you know, punters and consumers get behind it. Well, you know, we know that the beer lovers will get out there and support it. Hopefully they can drag a few friends or family along who might not otherwise normally drink, you know, beer, but just go along and attend an event that's going to be really fun. Because, you know, some of them are just going to be like tap showcases. Come and drink. Like Carwin, they filed theirs yesterday. They've got 10 beers from the 10 nearest breweries to them on tap.
Yep.
But, you know, so that's going to be one where beer lovers go along, you know what I mean? But there's a load of other stuff out there where it's about showcasing the community, like Wayward are doing something, bring your dogs down, whatever. They're doing a dog day or what have you. Yep. So hopefully, you know, consumers will, you know, beer lovers will pull more people down as well and showcase what the industry is all about. Actually, one thing we're going to launch tomorrow, which we came up with yesterday, it's so fast moving. We launched something called, I guess we've done that local beer legend series, where it's us sort of, you know, highlighting people doing great things in the industry and you. But we wanted to turn it around and get consumers. So we're going to launch the thing tomorrow, hopefully, or which will probably be before the podcast, this goes out, called My Favorite Local. And we're going to invite consumers to nominate either their favorite local bar, bottle shop, pub, beer, staff member, whatever it is, and put, you know, share stuff on socials. And there'll be some prizes there for consumers for the best posts, and also a prize from us for the venue or the brewery or the bar or whatever that's attached to the best nomination. So we're going to do that as well. So keep an eye out for that. There'll be some prizes tied to that. But I guess the main thing is everyone, you know, try and stay positive, wishing everyone well who's really up against it, and hopefully better days aren't too far away.
That's a great thing. And plus, bringing it all together is beer.
Exactly. I know. I do have a beer, honestly.
Yeah. You've drunk it. It's one of those new clear beers.
Like it's the tab beer, like the tab clear.
Well, man, that's great. Thanks for chatting to us. So we'll get this up online. And you're at Raven, hey?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm at Three Ravens. I thought it looks a bit better than being at my shitty study at home.
Yeah.
So they're local beer day. So this is probably a 10-15 minute bike ride from my house.
Yep.
Along the creek, and they're pulling a bunch of their old vintage beers out the cellar and doing a masterclass around some of their older, funkier, weirder beers. So yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
You're around Thornbury or Preston? That's what they're doing here at Ravens.
Yeah. Oh, whoops. Massive thanks to them for hosting you this morning and letting you sit there and use their beer. I haven't even seen them running around the back trying to set up their bar or anything. So
I can see Max running around out there, and I've seen the guys in the brewery as well, but they said they'd keep out the way for us. So
yeah, nice. That's great. Awesome, man. All right. Well, thanks again the chat, and cheers.
Yeah, see you for a beer in person in Brisbane sometime soon.
Mate, looking forward to it.
Cheers, mate.
Awesome. See you, mate.